Get Lucky. How to put planned serendipity to work for you and your business. Authors Thor Muller and Lane Becker. Luck. Truth or myth? Sergey Brin, along with his Google co-founder Larry Page, had built a company that had managed in just 5 years to become the greatest engine of wealth creation in the world. In one of his speeches on the fall of 2005, he shocked the audience, who were enthusiastically wondering about the secrets that he was going to reveal that would help them emulate or understand his unbelievable achievement. By simply attributing his success to luck, he continued, "We followed our hearts in terms of research areas and eventually found we had something pretty useful and wanted to make an impact with it. This was a strange kind of luck, known as serendipity. It's not merely random interventions or being at the right place at the right time. It's about motivation, instinct, accidental discoveries and passion. Simply, serendipity is chance interacting with creativity." The skills of planned serendipity. Through the planned serendipity approach, which consists of 8 attainable business skills, we cultivate the conditions for chance encounters to generate new opportunities. Planned serendipity also provides you with the ability to recognize and put these opportunities to good use by showing you how to create and maintain the kinds of work environments, cultural attitudes, and business relationships that value and reward serendipitous occurrences. 1. Motion. Motion is the most basic of the core skills of planned serendipity. Being in motion is the act of putting yourself in unfamiliar situations, but with familiar environments. It's not about moving with purpose. Instead, it's about mixing new situations with previously unfamiliar people and ideas adjacent to your job, your projects, or your interests. When you make room and time in your work life to move around every day in new and different ways, you're giving new opportunities and experiences the chance to find you. 2. Preparation. Louis Pasteur, the French chemist, once said, "Chance favors only prepared minds." This statement begs a question. What exactly is a prepared mind? It's an individual's mental readiness to recognize and create new ideas from disconnected experiences. If the skill of motion exposes us to more creative collisions, the skill of preparation is what allows us to make the mental leaps required to render those collisions meaningful. 3. Divergence. People tend to use the word changeable as a criticism to suggest that someone is impulsive, unsteady, and without core beliefs. But sometimes, changeability is a feature, not a bug. Think of it as changeability, or, as we call it, creative divergence. Creative divergence is the ability to explore and sometimes take alternative paths spurred by chance encounters, many of which challenge our current thinking. 4. Commitment. By embracing planned serendipity, and specifically the skill of divergence, we dramatically increase the number of new choices in front of us. The bad news is that too many options can paralyze us into inaction, or force us to be arbitrary in our branching. Commitment is the remedy to the indigestion of so many alternatives, since it slashes the number of acceptable choices in front of us, leaving the ones most attuned to our truest aspirations. 5. Activation. Activation is the designing of experiences that triggers openness, engagement, and creativity, promoting people to respond to the world differently than they ordinarily would have. It's how we reset our social norms in order to make people conducive to adopting serendipity-friendly social interactions and states of mind. When it comes to our work environment, however, we focus on managing the objectives. We talk of hard work, discipline, and financial incentives. But if we care about cultivating serendipity and the innovation that goes along with it, we need to activate deeper instincts that make the skills of motion, preparation, divergence, and commitment feel like second nature. In this context, we're specifically interested in activating four distinct shifts in our experiences, which give us the power to change our daily behaviours in ways that open our senses to serendipity. The ambient shift. By activating the ambient shift, we can enliven our senses to stop and notice chance events in precisely those places where we don't expect them. The temporal shift. Allowing people to think outside the scheduled box, which in return affords both the possibility of exposure to more serendipitous activity, as well as the room needed to act on it. The social shift. The more open we are with others about ideas and experiences that move us, the more access we have to this rich source of serendipity. The emotional shift. To foster the conditions for serendipity, we've to become more receptive to each other's contributions. The basic mechanism for receptivity is the feedback loop. If one person is expressing, others need to be hearing and responding. It's this emotional response to feedback that completes the loop and motivates the participants to continue their participation. 6. Connection. Connection is about allowing ourselves to actively engage with each other. In this context, the serendipity chain, the initiator, the router, and the receiver, plays a huge role in radiating serendipity across a network. Initiators are driven by their own interests or the pressing need to solve a particular problem. To do so, they reach out to existing connections or forge new ones. Routers are responsible for connecting initiators and receivers. Receivers provide the answers or solutions to the problem being discussed. Planned serendipity chains can unlock value that might be lying dormant within our organizations by connecting the best ideas and discoveries inside our business with people, either internally or externally, who will know exactly what to do with them, ultimately making every link in the chain more valuable. 7. Permeability. The skill of permeability is the ability to seamlessly and constantly interact with customers, to engage with them throughout their entire product or service experience, and to weave the insights generated by these interactions and engagement into the daily practice and outcomes of your business. The best businesses today recognize that knowledge can flow in as well as out. We have more to gain by embracing our customers and finding effective ways to allow their intentions, desires, and knowledge to flow into our business than by blindly shutting them out. 8. Attraction. Attraction is what turns a great idea into a world-changing business or global phenomenon. It's how we engage people to change their behavior, transform the environment around them, and produce more serendipity-rich experiences. It occurs when we publicly express ourselves in four practical ways that, when used together, create an irresistible force pulling people and ideas towards us. Projecting our purpose. It's the broadcasting of our intent and our goals to the public. Building our reputation. By behaving in a consistent manner that allows others to develop trust in us and what we're promoting. Transforming our environment. It's how we change what people believe is possible by putting ourselves forth as a role model for others to follow. Amplifying our message. It's when our purpose creates a positive feedback loop that grows and extends our message. Survival skills. For all the chaos of the world, there are just as many happy accidents lurking in every direction. These are the chance collisions that matter to us, if only we see and take advantage of them. The truth is that we all, individuals and organisations, have no control over the big events that shape our lives. But we've agency about where we choose to apply our time, the things we choose to make, and the philosophy that undergirds these decisions. Planned serendipity, measured and backed into business process, is the ultimate insurance policy for an unknown future. In such an environment like the one we now live in, the 8 skills are not just habits of successful people and organisation, they're survival skills.